Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and the WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined this morning by a couple of ladies who are, by golly, trying to make your life healthier and my life healthier and everybody's life healthier. As I'm joined today by... Joined today by Michelle Ward from Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She's the marketing director at FMH. How you doing, Michelle?
Good morning. How are you, Bruce?
I am great, other than my phone just ran off. I'm sorry about that.
That's right.
How terrifically rude.
How rude.
I just feel horrible about that. joined also by, from Frontier Community College, the coordinator of career services, Alyssa Parrott. How are you, Alyssa?
Doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm great. Long time no see.
Right. Wow. A whole week.
It's been a week.
I don't know how you could stand it.
We could have... It's been difficult. We could have talked about what we're talking about today last week, but we wanted to save it till we have Michelle.
Right.
And because you guys got together and put this together. I think, Michelle, you've done this a few more years than Alyssa has. How many, what are we here to talk about today?
We're here to talk about our the 5K that the college and the hospital
Run
have
for
put
your
together.
Life.
It's called Run for Your Life.
Is that new?
New.
Is the name new?
No.
I didn't remember that being the name last year.
Oh, no. This has been the name. Gervais McDaniel and I came up with that.
Yeah.
I can't even remember if it was
is
5
Gervais
or 6 years
now. Is Gervais
back
down to run this weekend?
I don't know. She might be around. A lot of times will come and just, show up for the event and enjoy it with us.
Knowing Gervais, she might just come down and start supervising stuff.
That's okay.
That's okay. We love Gervais.
Another hand would be great. So.
A knowledgeable hand at that.
Run for Your Life 5K.
Yes.
Okay.
That's going to be held on October the 3rd. It's Saturday coming up.
Week from Saturday. Homecoming day.
Is it homecoming day? Yes.
It is homecoming.
It is homecoming day.
What time of day is that going to be?
It's going to begin at 8 a.m. If you want to register, you can pre-register. We got forms and such on the hospital and the college websites. But if you want to register that morning, last-minute registration starts at 7 a.m. and will need to be finished up by 7:45.
When did you guys start doing this?
I knew you were going to ask me that, but I was trying
to
think on my way here. I think it was either 5 or 6 years ago.
I was going to say, I had you on here last year talking about this.
Right, but that was Alyssa and I. Gervais and I did it at least 3 or 4 years before.
I think your first year, I've got folders back in my office from Gervais. I'm pretty sure the first year was 2010. So I think this is
the sixth.
Yeah.
You've done it.
I knew it was
five or six, for sure. Well, wow. That's pretty good. So is it growing?
Last year we had a reduction, but I think there were some other festivals. As we move it around on the dates, it kind of depends on like Corn Day or if we hit. There was another 5K being held in Flora last year.
Yeah, seems like that.
So you can't always plan around things that are growing on around you because there's always something. So, but we talked with the guy that does our chip timing because it's a chip timed.
Well, we're going to get into that,
and we'll get into that. But as we talked with him, he said that our race was one of the best races that he attends.
Really?
Yes. And it's because of what we offer. We have a group of people that attend our 5K that maybe wouldn't attend any other type of 5K.
No kidding. How come?
Because it's a flat course. It's a flat course. It's a good beginner course. And our goal and our mission behind this isn't necessarily to have an event for those who run already.
Right.
This event is one, we would love to have them because they're very inspirational to watch.
Sure.
But our goal is to get those who just want to try a 5K and have maybe never done one before.
And it may end up being terrifically sore the next day or something like that. May or may not.
Well, may or may not.
May or may not.
Depending on how much training they spent in walking they do on a regular basis.
How much training is required? I just heard Alyssa say she runs once a year. Is that correct?
That may be an overstatement, actually. only if, like you said, it's a run for your life. And if I have a reason to run for my life, that's probably going to be the
only
time.
Only if she's being chased.
Oh, see, now, okay. Yeah. Now, she brought it up, and I was going to bring it up. Are you gonna put bears or anything on the course?
No, nothing like that. We don't want to scare her because we do have little kids that come out and run.
You realize, if you're running from the bears, you only have to beat one person.
Right.
It's not like you have to outrun the Bears. You just have to beat one other person.
It's That's not funny. A sudden death. It's just a, you know, just a runner walk.
Yes.
Actually, and I'm we'll talk about the track that you're running on later, the course, and it is relatively flat. There's a little rise, and only one, really, right?
Right.
Right.
Seems like. We'll talk about that later. However, I'll tell you now, whenever I was a child growing up, I grew up in this. This is my neighborhood. This was where I went bike riding. And there were dogs out there in the country. A lot of dogs that would just tag along. You going to have somebody out there shooing dogs?
Well, I've never noticed dogs before.
Yeah, I didn't last year. We do have that's people good. Along the course yes. to kind yeah. of help guide so they yeah. can be our dog watchers.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
We have yeah. our...
You're going to have Jeff out there on the little...
Jeff, this year, I believe he has a wedding or something. So we will You're have Lucas...
You're running a 5K
Lucas,
run without Jeff?
I know. Like, it's almost difficult to do that without Jeff Weiss. But Lucas Griswold, I think, is going to step in and assist us, and Robert Coker, and those are some of Jeff's right-hand men.
Yeah.
So I feel confident that they will step in and be able to handle.
Who's getting married that weekend?
I'm not for sure. I think it was a wedding. Don't quote me on that. But
well, he's got.
Anyway.
He'll have. It's homecoming too. So, but you guys will be done before any of the homecoming.
Oh
so.
Yeah, we'll You'll be have... done by 10:30 ish for yeah. sure. By 11, we'll have everybody out and awarded and
Go
medaled
home.
And
take a nap.
Now you do. You don't run. You do run. I'm gonna get into this. I'm gonna talk to Alyssa about this more because Michelle's a training person, and those of us who probably I say 60, 70, 80% of the audience may not run or train, right?
Well, I can't say I train a lot
you
with
run.
Running, but I like to exercise.
You like to exercise. There you go. All right, Alyssa, how bad are you gonna feel if you go out there and run this 5K?
Now, not too bad, really, because it's like
it's
we said,
a run
it's flat.
Walk too.
Right. If you get out and walk, I mean, if you're okay with walking, then you'll be fine. I mean, mm-hmm. like, and I like to exercise, uh-huh. too. I just don't like to run. But I could walk all day, so this will be good for anybody that's just looking out. I mean, it'll probably be a nice day.
Yeah.
It'll be early morning. Come and get energized for your day, and then and just take a walk.
And that's one of the good things about it. This is there's no pressure on it, although it is being timed. There's no pressure on you to beat anybody. There's
right.
and there, you'll have a lot of walkers out there, I guess, right?
We will. We yeah. have. We usually have a good majority of walkers, and we'll stay, and as long as you need to walk, we'll be there. So I mean, you know, it's not like you have to be in a hurry. Some people are competitive and do walk fast, but not everybody does, so we want those people to come out too.
Well, you just opened the question. How long does it take to walk a good 5K?
Well, that's a good question.
3 miles.
Yeah, just over 3 miles. So you know, it may take, I don't know, 45 minutes.
I see 45 her doing, minutes. I see her doing most. Math in her
yeah.
head.
Yeah, yeah. I was going
to
say,
one year we had, I want to say last year we had an elderly lady. I mean, we have people in their upper 70s
right.
participating in this event. Mm-hmm. So some of them are actually pretty a little quicker than
competitive.
Yeah, very yeah. competitive. And then we have yeah. others that come out and they want this as a challenge. And we had an older gentleman at one point come out and do the event. And I know they said, go ahead and go with, you know, words. But boy, when he walked in, it was exciting. And that's what this is about. It's about when they walk in there and, you know, these older people find the success that they, you know, walk in and, you know, just get that recognition.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big deal because they completed it.
And I suspect the crowd, like you say, even though you had started your award process, because when a professional 5K run is going to take 15, less than 16, 17 minutes. And you might end up having guys finish it in 16, 17, 18 minutes.
I'm trying
right?
to think of the fastest time we had.
What's the fastest
I can't
you had
remember
18,
what it was last
probably?
Year. It was pretty quick.
Yeah.
it would have been a mile for me running, you know, so.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they are fast. Yeah. I just, it blows my mind.
But whenever, so you have the and it all starts at the same time, mm-hmm. right? Right?
Yes.
So whenever you have that happen, you're going to have some folks in there who kind of stand around waiting on their prizes. You have to start giving them one sometime.
Yeah.
But that's the cool part for the older fella who came in late. He had the big crowd all there ready to go. Mm-hmm. Could have just given him the big welcome.
Yes, and we did. Yeah. And we did.
It was
and
pretty cool.
Recognized him. And that's where the reward comes in. And that's why we do what we do and why we hold this event, is because when you set a goal with just your health in general, this may be it. This could have been a big thing for him, just, you know, to start, hey, you know, I could do this. And a mile a day would be nothing. Or, you know, just, you know, getting out on a regular basis. So if that inspired something in someone and change their health and their lifestyle, that's what we're after.
That's exactly what you're after. I'm talking to Michelle Ward from the Fairfield Memorial Hospital and Alyssa Parrott from Frontier Community College. We're talking about the Run for Your Life 5K run taking place in a couple of weeks. We'll get back into it and talk a little bit more about that, as well as kind of the genius of the idea and the collaboration between the two organizations when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these words. It was a beautiful day, sun beat down. I had the radio on, I was driving. Trees went by, me and Del were singing. Anything was possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine. Morning, folks. Welcome back to WFIW AM and FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Joined this morning by Michelle Ward along with Alyssa Parrott. Alyssa's from Frontier Community College, the coordinator of career services. I've only known you for 15 years, Michelle. I mean, how could I say that?
It's all right.
Michelle is, she said she was sleepy anyway, so she's passing that along. She's from Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She's the marketing director. And we're talking about the Run for Your Life 5K run to be held Saturday, October 3rd. And there's additional partnership in this that we haven't even talked about. Tell me about AHEC. AHEC.
Well, AHEC, Southeast Illinois AHEC, is Area Health Education Center.
Okay.
They are a center that promotes health careers and helps students learn about health careers. So we partner with them. They're based at our hospital.
Okay.
And that's how we have our health careers program at the hospital.
That's not their only office, right?
Have multiple other offices in the state. But Fairfield's fortunate enough to have this one, the Southeastern area AHEC, located at our facility, which is a huge blessing. Because it just, I mean, it's an added resource for young people.
Tell me a little bit more about that, because I like to think that I'm relatively well in the know, but I have no idea what AHEC is. Tell me what they do again and what how they can help folks.
Well, Beth Wilson is our director of AHEC, and she instructs the classes where we have students come from Albion, and Fairfield to the hospital every morning, and she teaches a class with them, I believe, from like 7 a.m. until about 9. And they get to shadow different areas in the hospital, you know.
So basically, it's just that kind of plays into the career services that
yes,
you do.
It feeds directly into what the college does and into the nursing program and other, the health informatics program. And, right. You know, Alyssa can talk more about
tell
the
me a little. Yeah, tell
programs.
Me a little about the conjunction there.
They do, with the health careers program, usually they go through like CNA training mm-hmm. or CNA classes. Mm-hmm. And, so with that, those high school students can be kind of one step ahead into if they're wanting to go into nursing, they can start, you know, they've got their maybe they get their CNA, the health careers, then they can move into the next level of classes to keep working towards nursing and kind of be a step ahead. So.
Yeah, plus, that's what I was going to say, gives them
credit.
A step up on everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, they do get college credit for those classes. So. They're very well involved with the college as well.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, that's the perfect medium between the two of you. How did I said I was going to talk about how the how this 5K run started 6 years ago or 5 years ago? Was it you and Gervais just kind of decided, you know, let's see what we can do to help the community?
Well, Gervais, she was actually the brainchild behind it. She kind of just said, "Hey, Michelle, we're thinking about a 5K, and we partner a lot on, you know, all these different things that we offer already. What do you think about it?" And I said, "Let's do it." Because that's what usually Michelle in marketing says to anybody that calls me.
That's exactly right.
What do you think about doing this? And
marketing.
I'm usually, let's happen.
Marketing.
Let's make it happen.
You're in marketing. Yes, let's do this. This
yeah.
is going.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's always my energy. Let's make it happen. Just, you know, take it on. So we took it on and she, you know, we learned about this chip time thing because neither of us knew if we could figure out how to do the whole.
Yeah, and neither of
all these people are running across and I'm timing them. And how do you write all that down? And what if more than one person comes across at the time? You know, so it was going to be too much. So we pulled on board Dale Woods.
Okay.
And he taught a class out at the college for a while, how to run or kind of class or whatever. So he came out and helped us kind of figure out how to plan things in that first year. And he's going to help us again this year,
too. Well,
that's
good.
So he's been there every year with us. So kudos to Dale for sticking with us that, you know, don't really know what we're doing with the 5K. But he helps us make sure. I mean, we've got most of it. We got the registration process down.
Yeah.
We know who to call to get the chip timer there. But he's there to digest everything and, you know, get them off and started and just be there for added support and knowledgeable about 5Ks.
When we talk about the we had the FNB folks in earlier this month talking about their race last weekend mm-hmm. or last Thursday. This chip timing makes your lives entirely a lot easier, doesn't it?
Oh, I believe so. Now, Dale said, if we can't hit the chip timer, don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Now, it takes just, to me, a lot of anxiety off.
Yeah, I would say. Tell everybody what the chip timing is.
Chip timing, what will you do when you get there at the race? And that's why we have to have all registrations in by 7:45.
Okay.
Because we give you a ankle bracelet mm-hmm. that you put on that matches your bib number and how it's entered into our computer system. You put that on, and whenever you run across like some magnetic strip type things, your time specifically starts. So the person at the back, they're going to start after the people in the front,
but the time is going to be the same.
So some people say, well, so-and-so was ahead of me by 10 steps, but they started behind them. So technically they, or how would that be? They started ahead of them and finished ahead of them.
But by maybe not by as many steps.
They could have possibly tied.
They could have possibly tied or been slower or faster because it goes by what time at the time or the second when they went across the strip.
Wow. So. I love this. I love chip timing. It sounds like the best thing in the world.
Yeah, so it's pretty amazing.
If you're going to have, now granted, you've never had more than 150 participants, right?
Yeah, it was about 150, I'm going to say it was our biggest.
I was thinking you had got to 150 one time.
Yeah.
If you had 200-400 people or something like that, that would be, wouldn't that be good for you? But
but
you would have to have mechanized timing like this.
Yeah, I mean, 1 year, we were, I want to say.
How many years did you do without chip timing?
We never did. We were never brave enough. We were never brave enough. And even this year when we decided to do it, it was a little late in making the decision. And I'm like, Alyssa, we got to make sure we get the chip timer.
We were on the last spot open. So
if not, Dale said he was going to bail us out by, you know, being our timer. But I was like, I don't want to do this without the chip timer.
Well, see, that's the thing. If you want to, if you do want to know how it's run without a chip timer, do ask the bank people. Because they did.
Oh, yeah. We would have been calling.
Yeah, they did for the first few years. And they swear by it now. I mean, they.
The chip time?
Yeah, yeah. They just kind of have, yeah, you got to have the chip timing because it makes things so much different.
It's worth it.
It's much. It's very much
well,
worth it.
And totally. I think the avid runners that we do get to come.
They depend on that.
They really like it because not all of the runs that they do have that.
Oh, really?
Around here. Yeah, because it's a little added yeah. expense and stuff.
Yeah.
So it makes our event yeah. a little classier.
Let's talk a little bit about pre-registration. How can folks get more information or pre-register for this thing?
They can swing by the hospital. I know I've got near our cafeteria on a bulletin board forums there. There's probably some forums at the volunteer desk.
Where is that? Where is it near the cafeteria? To down the hall? Which way?
Toward
Wayfair or the other way?
Toward physical therapy.
Okay.
There's a bulletin board there. Since we've moved the entrance to the cafeteria.
Reason I ask, I was in the cafeteria last week.
Oh.
It was very good. I appreciated the meal. We had a Reuben and we had the beef stroganoff.
Yeah.
The beef stroganoff was a little interesting. I'm not going to say it was great, but the Reuben was really good.
The Reubens are amazing.
Yeah,
they
did a great
amazing.
Job with the Reuben.
Yeah, the Reubens are amazing.
So. Are you finding that with the cafeteria most with the new stuff? New cafeteria, is it working out pretty well for you?
Yes, yes. It's a beautiful facility. It's a great to relax. I mean, I see a lot more people coming out and just enjoying
yeah.
themselves and
yeah.
through lunch and stuff yeah. because of the space.
You had no idea I was going to ask you about the cafeteria, did you?
No, but that's okay. It's good. We love our cafeteria. And, you know, it's a service that we've wanted to enhance. And I think our patients upstairs are really, really enjoying.
Is that right?
Yes, yes.
What's the difference?
It's almost like
to a patient. What's the difference?
Well, they get a now call down for their meals.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
as opposed to whatever is coming at the time, or
yeah.
whatever
yeah.
would have
so,
been served.
Yeah. So if they miss lunch because they were in surgery or whatever, it's just the customer service is enhanced because of our ability to provide that service through the hospital. Versus outsourcing, so
let's get back a little bit to the race. Tell me, we were talking about pre-registration.
Just come to the hospital, ask the front desk if you can get a 5K registration form. We'll make sure we have those for you. Or if you're electronic savvy and want to save a trip, just get online to fairfieldmemorial.org, visit our press release. Page, and on there's a press release with links to it. They're all over on our website.
How about the Frontier
or Facebook page?
Can you get through on Frontier
side? And you
side
can
too?
Also get on there on the Frontier side. And what is Frontier's website? IECC.edu/FCC.
And it's on our Facebook pages as well. And we've got like the hospital, we've got a news release section down below that has the 5K information, and it also has the registration form and the map. And you can mail that in to me at the college if you would like, or you can stop by the college. We've got them in our offices, and especially in my office, I have those outside my office.
That's cool.
As well. So.
Yeah. All right. I do have to ask a question. Looking at the application here, $15 registration fee. That's cheap, right? I mean,
that's super cheap.
That's super cheap.
And you get a T-shirt. So
what? You know, the T-shirt's not on the sheet here. So I was kind of I was hoping you got
it. It does
t-shirt.
Ask for your size.
Oh, I thought maybe you just wanted to know.
Complimentary.
We're not that picky. So no, we just want to know to get you a shirt. In the size you would prefer.
Oh,
yes.
I see. Okay.
Yes. It's on there. It's
okay.
On there.
I just missed it. There's a question on there. If you plan to run any or all of the course, please register as a runner. I can't
yes.
be a walker and like run 100 yards and then walk
no,
the rest of it. Why is that? Tell me. Yeah. That's what I was wondering. Why is that?
Okay. Because there are avid walkers.
Okay.
And this sounds kind of like, whoa. But
it's like power walkers.
Power walkers.
Mm-hmm.
We
yeah.
have these power walkers. So if somebody is power walking, and then somebody decides to jog part of it.
that messes up their time.
It messes up. Yeah. It's an unfair advantage to those who jogging in between the walking.
Are you giving away prizes for walking too?
Absolutely, yes. We are.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, see, that all makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if we don't,
it all comes clear.
Yeah. So it is, we try to make that very clear, you know, at the beginning of the race. If you're a walker, you are to walk the course. If you decide to run at all, you should be registered as a runner.
Wow. Makes you wonder. Well, it's a good thing you don't have steep hills or anything. Because you get a steep hill, you might get some walker get over the top of a hill and get away from somebody who might see him take jog a few steps. Pull a little Rosie Ruiz cheating going on there or something, right?
It's all done by honesty.
Sure it is, Michelle.
We use the honor system.
The honor system, yes. We use the honor system. Right.
It's like golfing. Alyssa laughs. That's great.
Yep.
It's like golfing in those mulligans we sell at the golf tournament.
That's exactly right. The mulligans. I got to tell you, I did not understand the first year how to use the string, and we might have used that incorrectly when we shot like 15 under par.
Did you win?
No.
Okay, let's not worry.
Yeah. we got closer. Let's
I was going to say, I don't never remember WFIW's crew winning the golf tournament.
We're not going to win a thing. We're not going to win a thing.
Yeah, there's
but
certain
we got,
groups
we shot
that
better than we should have.
Seem to come ahead at that golf tournament each year. Yeah. So.
Well, now, do you get some folks who will participate in your golf outing and your the shooting that you used to have and
will
participate
absolutely
every year?
Yeah? Absolutely, yeah.
How about some of your sponsors? Because you've got a lot of nice manufacturers and vendors and suppliers that will participate in the golf outing especially, and I presume to an extent the shooting when you did that. Do they help?
That's separate. So that's the foundation, and this is not a
this is a hospital event. This is,
this
not a,
is a hospital event, and this is not a fundraising event.
Oh, okay.
This event
would be more than $15 if it was.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we were trying to raise funds for whatever cause or, you know, what have you. But this solely is to improve the health of our community.
Well, that makes sense. I'm talking with Michelle Ward of the Fairfield Memorial Hospital, as well as Alyssa Parrott from Frontier Community College. We're talking about the Run for Your Life 5K Run Walk coming up on a week from Saturday. And we'll return to the Bruce Dickey Show and talk a little bit more about that when we return. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on WFIW AM and FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. I've got Michelle Ward from the Fairfield Memorial Hospital in here, along with Alyssa Parrott. She's the coordinator of career services out at Frontier Community College. And they have combined a few years ago to bring you the Run for Your Life 5K Run Walk, and that is taking place. You said you'd moved it around a few times over the years. Are you, like, changing weekends or changing seasons, or
what have you done?
Just
weekends.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes we'll do it, like, middle of October, and then we've done early October. I kind of like the early October. Weather's usually a little bit better.
If you get weather warmer. That's if you get the weather that is supposed to be going this week, next week, you're going to be.
I know it's going to be amazing.
Amazing. At 8 a.m. this morning, when you would have taken off running, it was 55 degrees.
That'll be amazing running
be
type
pretty,
weather. Yes,
that'd be pretty good. That'd be pretty good.
So,
I've got the course here, and you can tell me about it if you like. Are you starting on 12th Street or starting going down 10th?
Okay, so we actually start right underneath the front entrance of the Medical Arts Complex.
The brand new Medical Arts Complex.
Yes.
Okay.
So everybody lines up right under there, and they take off headed south.
How about headed east?
No.
South out of
underneath
the
under the awning.
Oh, okay.
Stick with me
all
here.
Right, all right, all right. All right.
Very specific.
All right.
I'm a detail.
I'm gonna say that specific. All right, okay.
So you're facing south, standing under the awning. Okay.
Okay.
You're gonna take off.
Yeah.
And you're gonna run through the driveway.
Okay.
Out of the Medical Arts Complex. To 10th Street.
Oh, okay.
Then you turn. Then you're going east.
10th Street. You're facing east, but then you're gonna turn left.
You're heading east to 10th, and then you're turning north.
Then you'll turn north.
You'll turn north on 10th.
I'm trying to think of the dogs in that neighborhood.
They're all good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. We'll have the ARF patrol.
They get the ARF patrol out there.
Yeah.
There
Can you help
go.
Us with that?
Yeah.
My dogs aren't that good.
The ARF patrol. So the ARF patrol will protect you from the little puppy dogs
You'll
that are barking
fine.
At
There's
you.
There's not that bad.
They won't be up yet by then.
That's
hopefully.
Right. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. This is a run for your life, but we don't send dogs after you.
See, now that would make it a lot more sense. Run for your life.
We'll talk to Dodie about, making an ARF / hospital run for
I
your
gotta
life.
I got to tell you, I know all those ladies in ARF. I'm not certain they want to run a 5K. I think that some of them could.
They could walk their dog.
They have to walk their dog anyway, right?
There's a good question. Dogs are not allowed in this, are they? No.
They won't be chip timed.
They won't be chip timed.
No.
But if I'm walking, if I'm walking the race, I'm not bringing a dog.
I don't know.
We've never had it happen.
We've never had it happen. I don't know if we turn them away. They're coming out to walk, and their dog's getting exercise. It's all good, healthy.
Well, that's good. I hadn't thought of that. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Maybe they need the C&I dogs. We
dogs
allow
need
those
exercise as well.
Just keep the course clean.
There
you can come.
There you go.
That's right. Yeah, keep the course clean.
Yeah, that would be important. Okay, Mount Vernon Road.
Okay, Mount Vernon Road. Okay, so we're running on 10th Street to Mount Vernon Road. Then you will turn left, which would be west.
All right.
And you run Mount Vernon Road all the way down to the College Road.
You're going
to
run. You're going to be basically jogging past the fairgrounds.
Fairgrounds.
Right.
Woohoo. Okay. Yes.
You're going to jog past the back entrance there to Podolski.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And you'll pass the golf course.
Pass the golf course. That'll be fun, maybe. That early, there may not be anybody out on number 5 yet. That's number 5 teeing off.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
But I have seen people recently put the golf balls in the street.
Okay, so we'll make sure they yell
just make
for
sure they,
any golfers out there, just
make
protect
sure the golfers
her.
Are pretty yeah,
yeah yeah we'll have the auxiliary police
that'd
have
to be an early tee off
that.
That'd be an early tee off to be out the 5 by then, but about 7 a.m. tee off would catch you right. Well, I see a 7 a.m. tee would catch you on your way back too. All right, so we're running past the golf course
to Frontier Drive.
Okay.
Then
all the way to Frontier Drive?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we got to run
where we
into.
Come in.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
so now
we're connecting.
So we're stopping at Frontier Drive, or what are we doing?
Nope.
Where are we going?
You'll turn up and go into the college. We'll have some refreshments there if people need a quick drink, grab a water to grab on their way through. They'll
basically
do
halfway point, right?
Basically, yeah. They'll do a circle through the parking lot, and then they'll come back and head south on Frontier Drive. Or, I'm sorry, north on Frontier Drive.
Circling
we're not
through
send them
the parking
to the,
lot.
Yeah.
Which parking lot?
The one over by Classroom Building West and our Learning Resource. You'll turn by
the
Learning
library.
Resource Center. Yeah.
Okay.
And kind of do a circle through the main big parking lot.
Okay.
Then come back and you'll head north on Frontier Drive. And
Who measured the course?
Dale.
That was before my time. I'm not sure.
Dale. That's where Dale came in. He ran it and figured it out, or walked it with one of those things, or drove it.
Yeah.
I don't know. However he did it, but he figured out that they have to run through the parking lot
He did some donuts in the parking lot.
That's what I was wondering.
How
many chogies you had to cut in the parking lot or something out there. There you go.
He figured out to make it exactly the 3.2. He was pretty...
Well, see, now that's an important thing to your more serious runners, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So he's got it all figured out. So he's our cone setter and everything, too. So
well, that's good.
Yeah. So he Yeah, and then you just head on back.
Back the way you came?
The way, yep. Almost.
Just about.
But when you get to 12th Street, instead of going all the way down to 10th, we'd cut you back behind the hospital.
So we're turning back in toward Wayfair, as opposed to going all the way down to 10th and turning there at Bill Taylor's house.
Yeah, you'll turn on 12th and come down and hit the backside of the hospital, hit that Harding Street.
Okay.
You'll take that, and then off of Harding, you'll turn into the other side entrance of the Medical Arts Complex parking lot.
And then run
the
up
north
under
entrance
there
to the parking lot.
That's a question then. I've never really thought about it. Is it the same magnetic strip that you have to run across twice?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Start and finish.
Huh.
Magic.
That is a fascinating magnetic strip.
He's looking at me like, wow, how does that work?
That's
amazing.
Exactly
what, magic.
Wow, that just is like the magic. Coolest.
That's why we pay someone to come in and do it.
There you go.
Yeah.
See,
you
know, I don't magic. See. I, yeah. I, you know, I know Dale, and I've worked with Dale. I can't see Dale doing this as efficiently as your magnetic strips and chip timing.
I'll let him know you said that.
That's very nice of him to offer.
That's why we pay someone. Not just kidding. I'm just kidding.
We trust Dale, but we don't trust him at the same time.
All right. Well, okay. So we've had, you've said you've had up to 150. What do you think? I mean, you're trying to make the city as healthy as possible. What do you think is the most important what's the most important factor in getting a good crowd out there? Is it the weather? Is it the knowledge about it and the schedule? What do you think?
Weather and making sure that there's not something else that draws family away.
Yeah.
I do think this year I've heard there's some soccer games.
Yeah, I've heard that too for a couple people.
Early soccer games, so we'll see.
Well, like, what is it, Upward or something?
I don't know if it's not
soccer.
It must be
I think
Upward.
There's soccer in Albion too, so some people I know take their kids to Albion to play soccer, and they start pretty early over there. So I know there's a couple kids that normally ran last year that won't be able to this year that I've talked to. But
speaking of Albion, did you on the Pork Day run, you know, they had the Pork Day USA, Pork Days USA this year. They had the run on the Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. It was going to be a fun run where they had the chalk.
They did.
Did you see that?
I did, yeah. They were down close to by my grandma's house when they did that. So I noticed when I went by, there was some, it's a very pretty colored road for a little bit. It didn't last very long. But yeah, I saw some of the after pictures from
that.
Have
you guys considered throwing chalk at people at the end of the end of the run for your life?
We have talked about that idea, but then it goes back to what is our mission.
Oh, I see.
And who would we talk out of coming if we said we're going to throw this colorful chalk
so
at
would
you?
So would our
at the end,
75-year-old participants
you never know.
Be interested in
the kids
that?
Would love it.
The kids would love it.
I guess we could pick and choose who we throw it at, you know.
I guess.
We don't want to discriminate.
Yeah, we may pick the wrong one and make the wrong person upset.
Yeah.
So. Michelle, you got to tell me, are you running this year? I don't think you don't usually run in this.
No,
do you?
I did one year.
As much as you run, do you miss out by not doing it?
Well, I haven't ran as much as I used to run.
You used to run like miles and miles a day.
Yeah. When my oldest, when she was pretty little, I did a lot of running. Then I kind of, as you have more children, it's hard to run away. So it turned into more of an indoor burst training type workout
I
do now.
I see.
So, but for those that don't run, if you're doing like a burst training type workout, you so could do a 5K.
Really?
Because, I had a challenge once.
Really?
One of the staff members at the hospital, he said to me, I said, you can do the 5K? And he says, you going to do the 5K? I said, well, I'm supposed to be running the event, you know, but not running in the event. And I said, I'll run the 5K. I said, you're on.
Did you win a bet?
I did not win the bet. When I shot out of there, I had a little bit of a side ache because I shot out of there too fast. Because I didn't train.
Well, you were training to burst.
I didn't train. Yeah, I was burst training.
That's right.
So I burst out of there, and I had a side ache, but, and then he eventually passed me up. But
jerk. What a jerk.
No, it was all good fun.
Ladies first.
Ladies first. Hello.
Chivalry. Chivalry's dead.
Yeah. It was Luke McDaniel.
Oh, was it? I figured it had to be Luke.
Yeah. So, but it was good. He's like, dang it. And he knew he'd been training. He'd been training for it for a while, even before I did. And I just went out, and I just told him, I said, well, I was going to go out the Sunday before just to try it.
Yeah.
So I did, and then I told him my approximate time because I wasn't exact about it or anything. And I had him, like, shaking in his shoes. He's like, you did it in, like, I don't know if it was, like, 36 minutes or something is what I figured up. And he's like, you did it in 36 minutes, and you haven't ran? And he's like, ooh.
That's pretty good.
He's like, that's pretty good. So I had him like, he's like, I'm going to have to really be on top of my game.
See, that's a cool thing. You can get folks out there. You can get folks out there to run to settle bets. What were the stakes? What'd you have to pay him?
Your six pack of Mountain Dew or something like that? I don't even remember what we did.
Half a dozen donuts.
I'm sure he'll let her know.
It was maybe just swallow our pride, you know? Like, because, I mean, we're both pretty competitive type personality.
Yeah.
So.
So, folks can get out there and make their own side bets, I guess, would be.
Oh, yeah. Just make it fun. I mean, that's a whole goal of this.
It's a fun run.
So, yeah, that was only – I think that was the only year unless I ran it one other year. But, that was pretty intense.
Well, real quick, what's the best way, again, to find out more information or to pre-register?
Visit our Facebook page or our website for the hospital or the college.
Or for the college.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, or Google 5K Fairmore Hospital or Frontier Community College, and it's going to pop up either way.
And you get a T-shirt. You're going to have food and drinks there for everybody. It's run by a hospital, so if somebody gets in trouble, I would think you'd probably
That's the place you want to be.
And we have student nurses along the route.
Yeah.
We do.
Well, wonderful. Ladies, thank you so much for coming out. Michelle Ward and Alyssa Parrott talking about the 5K run Saturday, October 3rd at 8 a.m. I hope you have a great time. I think you'll have just a huge crowd, folks.
We hope so.
Thanks very much for coming on the Bruce Dickey Show today. We will talk to you all again tomorrow.